Now for our story of Just Plain Bill. Bill Davidson is the intended victim of plot staged by Kathleen Chatham and her lawyer, J.N. Culver, by which they hope to convict Bill of incompetence and fraud in an attempt to break her late husband's will and get the $50,000 he wanted Bill to distribute among five really deserving people. Rose Lewis Parker, the girl Bill pitied and helped, betrays Bill in probate court at Mrs. Chatham's orders. And when Bill questions Rose himself and forces the truth from her, Rose is shot as she rises from the witness stand. And now, a little later, we find Bill waiting outside a hospital room in Hiawatha. The door opens and his daughter Nancy comes out.
Daddy Bill.
Oh, Nancy, what does the doctor say about Rose Lewis? Is she going to live?
Yes, Daddy. He says she'll live.
Oh, thank God.
She's conscious, Daddy, and she wants to talk to you. She insists she's got to tell you everything.
Doesn't the poor girl know I already know all about it? Why she did what she did and why she had to do it?
No, Daddy, I tried to tell her everything's all right, but she won't believe me. She's so worn out with terror and trouble and all the rest of it.
Well, does the doctor think it'll be all right if I talk to her?
He said for a minute or so, only so she'll rest easier. Daddy, the bullet just barely missed her heart. The doctor says it's a miracle she wasn't killed.
Yes, it is a miracle. Nancy, I've got things to tell her even you don't know. Things Carrie just called about.
Where is Carrie?
With Stanley Harper at the sheriff's office. But let's go in and not keep Rose waiting. I'll tell you both at the same time. It's good news, too.
Oh, I hope so. I do hope so. She needs to hear good news. Daddy, she breaks my heart. She keeps saying she's so ashamed. She thinks she ruined everything for us. And she won't believe me when I say she didn't.
But she didn't. In fact, strange as it seems, I think she helped us without knowing it. Only, if she'd been killed, I'd never forgive myself. I couldn't ever. Well, let me talk to her now, Nancy.
Yes, Daddy. Rose, here's my father.
Mr. Davidson.
You mustn't move, dear. You must lie very still. And don't talk more than you have to. Let my father do the talking. He has good news for you, too.
Yes, Rose, I've got good news.
I didn't want to do it. Mrs. Chatham, she and her lawyer, they made me. I thought I'd lose my baby. They said I'd be put in prison and my baby be taken away from me forever if I didn't do what they told me to do. I didn't want to do it.
I know you didn't. I understand.
Wish I was dead. I was glad when I thought I was going to die.
Oh, Rose, don't say that. You're going to live. You're going to be safe. And you and your baby can be happy from now on. Yes, everything's going to be all right.
No. No. They'll send me to prison.
No, they won't. In fact, we'll rest now and don't wear yourself out talking. Let me talk.
Please, Rose. You know what the doctor told you. You've got to lie very still. You must save your strength.
They're going to send me back to prison.
Listen, Rose. Let me tell you step by step. First, the man that got up in court and shot you, tried to kill you, he was your husband.
Husband?
Yes. But they caught him before he even got out of the courtroom. They've got him locked up now. And he'll start back west today with G-men in charge of him to Alcatraz. He'll serve a life sentence. I hate to have to tell you that, Rose, even under the circumstances.
Oh, I'm glad. I'm glad. He's a killer. He has no right to be at liberty. I don't care what he did to me. I deserved it. I was foolish enough to marry him. Whatever happened after that was my own fault.
Oh, no, Rose. You're not the first girl that's married what she thought was a fine man, only to learn he was something terribly different. And you're not to blame for what he's done or what he is. He'll never escape again. He'll never be able to threaten and torture you from now on. And your little baby never needs to know about its father. By the time the child grows up, it'll all be forgotten and buried in the past. You're safe now, Rose, forever.
But they'll send me back to prison just the same. They will. And they'll take my baby away from me.
No, they won't. I've talked to the authorities here, and they've been in touch with the police back where you and your husband live. The charges against you of helping your husband to escape are going to be dropped.
Are you sure?
They know now you had nothing to do with his escape. Your husband's done a lot of talking now that he realizes he won't ever get out again. And he told how his escape was worked by that crooked lawyer he had. Well, They've arrested the lawyer and put him in jail where he belongs. And that's not all. We're getting it fixed so as you and your baby can stay right in Hartville. I'm making myself responsible for it, that you'll find work and a home and will be able to care for the child. It'll all be settled in a day or so. And so you see, Rose, you can be happy now.
I can't be happy. I did such a terrible thing. I ruined everything.
You mean about me giving away the money under Henry Chatham's will? Rose, whatever you did, you were forced to do by Kathleen Chatham and her lawyer, and by your husband. Everybody knows that. And I'm not at all sure you spoiled things about Henry Chatham's will, either.
But I told him...
You told them enough of the truth about Mrs. Chatham and Mr. Culver, so I won't be surprised if their whole scheme to trap me turns out to only make things bad for them.
Daddy, really?
Carrie and Stanley Harper are going into court tomorrow and demand that the court take legal action against Mr. Culver for using threats to make Rose here testify without telling the whole story.
Oh, then there's still a chance.
There's still a chance that Henry Chatham's will stand as written, and that I'll be allowed to give away the money Mr. Chatham wanted me to give away, and that Kathleen Chatham will wind up not getting one cent from Henry Chatham's estate since she did what she did.
But, Daddy, about Rose?
If you mean about part of the money for me... No. No, I don't deserve it. I don't want it.
No, don't worry. And don't even think about it. We'll be back in probate court in the morning, and we'll do what seems best to do as well as we can.
I don't... Mr. Davidson...
Don't, Rose. Don't cry. You mustn't cry. Rose, listen. Mrs. Eats is on her way up from Hartville. She's bringing your baby with her. They'll be here in just a little while. Rose, dear, you're safe. Safe for always. Don't cry. Be happy.
And Rose, wait, and we'll see what happens tomorrow. What the judge and the jury have to say about Kathleen Chatham and Mr. Culver, her scheming lawyer. We'll see what happens to them. They're scared right now. I'll bet you on that. And they ought to be, too.
Hello?
Mrs. Chatham?
Yes, this is Kathleen Chatham.
J.N. Culver, calling from Hiawatha.
What? Why, what do you want?
I just want to warn you, Mrs. Chatham.
Warn me? Why, I haven't done anything. Oh, don't you try to put anything off on me. I haven't done a thing.
Stop it now, Mrs. Chatham. I've worked for you. You got me into this. It's going to be bad for both of us. Do you hear? For both of us.
Oh, no, not for me. Now, you listen to me, Mr. Culver. I'll deny everything. I'll just tell them that you got me to let you act as my lawyer. You didn't tell me what you were going to do. I know nothing about it, nothing.
Don't be a fool, Mrs. Chatham. Girl Rose has talked and kept on talking. They're taking statements of her hospital this afternoon. She's going to leave. And the district attorney is going to question her. They're making charges against both of us.
Both of us?
Yes, you too. Don't forget that you too, Mrs. Chatham. Now, we've got to do something. If we don't, I may be disbarred, and you'll lose every dime of your husband's money. Every dime.
Oh, no. No, they can't do that. They can't. It's my money.
Not if the court says it's not.
And you said you couldn't lose. You told me you could fix everything.
Who sent that man to try to buy in on the money Bill Davidson was to give away? You, not me.
Now, that has nothing to do with it.
I know. Well, we're after that man right now. If they find him, he'll talk. He'll tell the whole story, Mrs. Chatham. If I can't do something in a hurry. Now, we've got to be in court in the morning.
What for?
What for? We'll be there on trial. Do you hear me? On trial.
Oh, no.
Bill Davidson and Kelly Dunham, that lawyer son of his, are probably arranging a pile of criminal charges against us this very minute. And that means prison for both of us.
I just spoke to Carrie on the phone, Nancy.
What did he say, Daddy?
Well, he wants us to go and meet him now.
What does Carrie want us for?
Well, he and Stanley are getting things all set for tomorrow.
Tomorrow?
Yes. They got word from probate Judge Martin. He's calling us all into court the first thing in the morning. And not only that, the district attorney is going to be there, too. There's a chance, a big chance, that Mrs. Chatham and Mr. Culver may find themselves in the worst trouble they've ever been in their lives.
And they deserve it. Whatever happens to them, they do deserve it. But, Daddy, even then, about Henry Chatham's will, about the $50,000 he wanted you to give away...
We'll know all about it tomorrow. Today, Kelly and Stanley want to go over things with us and get ready for the court session tomorrow. So come now, Nancy. We must hurry. Yeah, we've got to go and make statements at the district attorney's office right away.